Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J.
Not too long ago, it seems like I was living in the darkest hole. My sadness and my anger started to take control. I had a lot of stuff weighing on me, y'all. I shed a lot of tears that you didn't see, no. But I couldn't let grief consume me, 'cause I got a little girl depending on me. It can't rain forever. That old saying, so I kept praying, and you should do the same, my friend. I stay prayed up, that gets me by. That's how I made it through my darkest time. Yeah, I'm a sinner, and that's no lie. Thank God my prayers are heard, 'cause he knows I try. Yes, I stay prayed up. Yes, I stay prayed up. See, the only way I made it through my pain is through God's favor.
Why me, Lord?
Why me?
How am I supposed to raise these kids alone?
Kids alone.
I do the best I can to keep a happy home.
Happy home.
It's hard to do it now, my better half is gone.
Gone.
Got a lot of eyes looking at Leo. Judging every move that I'm making, y'all. I'm just trying to do the best that I can.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard 'cause I'm just an ordinary man.
Keep on praying,
and you should do the same, my friend.
I stay prayed up, and that gets me by.
That's how I made it through my darkest time.
My darkest time.
Yeah, I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And there's no lie.
And there is no lie, my friend.
Stay prayed up. That's Candy.
Candy featuring Marvin Sapp right here on Miss J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who's tuned in today. I'm your host, your girl, Miss J, and we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions, also featured on iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to everyone who is calling in today. Yet, it is another day, another opportunity for you to start all over again. It can be done. God has blessed you with another 24. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to focus on the last 24 or the 24 that hasn't even started yet? You need to stay prayed up. Today's focus is staying focused. Staying focused on the here and now. That's the only thing you can deal with. Now, it doesn't mean not to plan. But I remember my father used to tell me all the time, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are. It was a funny joke. My dad was a pastor, and yeah, I'm a PK. A long story. We're not even going to go there. So we're going to focus on right here, right now, what's going on today's show, Ms. J in the Morning, helping you to OD on positivity, getting through the things of life. There's drama. There's heartache. There's work. There's pain. But there's also joy. There's also laughter. There's also success. There's inspiration. There's motivation. There's love. There's the journey that just, I love the spontaneity of life. Just, you never know what's really going to happen, right? There's adventure. That's what we need to focus on. It's a beautiful day in my side of town. How is the weather in your side of town? No matter if you're experiencing a winter, a storm, a hurricane, a blizzard, just like in the natural seasons, the sun is always there, just like in the spiritual. You may not be able to see him as much. You may not be able to feel it as much. It may seem like everything is buried under ice and under snow and nothing's growing and everything's disappeared. The animals are in hibernation in your life. Nobody's around. It seems desolate. You seem alone. But the sun is still there. I love that song by Candy featuring Marvin Sapp. And I used to be, oh, now look, let's just get right into it. Now, I used to be a fan of Housewives of Atlanta. Season one, I watched it religiously. Season two, I watched it religiously. And somewhere around three and four, I just got tired. I mean, by that time, it was Housewives of every city you can think of. I just can't wait till they do, like, Housewives of Wyoming. Or I don't know. It's just going to be something stupid. Now they got, like, Married to Medicine and Love and Hip Hop and all this just craziness going on, and I just can't do it anymore. But I go back and forth sometimes just to keep myself abreast of what's going on in the popular culture, and I did watch the episode where Candy released to her producers that she wanted to try and do a gospel song. Now, those of you who are not in America, or even if you aren't and you're not familiar with the Housewives of Atlanta or who Candy is, Candy is one of the former members of the most popular group in my time, Escape, who is now, well, she's continuing to do music. She's now a producer. She shared her journey and her life on a reality show called Housewives of Atlanta. She's gotten into a bit of drama and going back and forth. She's even started an adult sexual toy company called Candy Coated, where she explains and does all this crazy stuff on there. So when she comes to her producers and tells them, I really want to do this song, she gets laughed at. I mean, they're like, are you kidding me? Like, really? You really want to do gospel? I mean, she got some crickets, like, cricket, 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 really? Like, this Candy? Candy that talk about sex all the time, Candy? Candy that cuss everybody out all the time, Candy? So that happens a lot, and I kind of connected to her, not in the sense that I've sold any sexual toys and I want to go gospel, but in a sense that it's an experience that we all have. The people that are closest to you sometimes are the ones that will chop you down the hardest and hurt you the worst, not because they don't love you or they're haters, as we like to call them, but because they're used to seeing you how you were. So when you finally get in line to where God wants you to be, and doing the things that God has for you to do, you're going to come up against some opposition, only because you've only been consistent in this one way. So in life, when you're doing these things, when you're achieving these goals, when you're making these changes, don't expect everybody to be on board all the time until you become consistent in the new thing. The only reason why people are haters or doubters is because you've been consistent in something else. So as we're on this journey of being on positivity, as we're taking this time to change our life and do something new, you have to understand that everybody is not going to understand until you get consistent in it and show that you can do it every day. I say that all the time. You get on Facebook and you see your friends on Sundays. They got everything motivational and spiritual to say. But later on that night or on a Monday, they cussing somebody out or posting something with somebody naked or some crazy video. They're not consistent. So their word is kind of weak. So we're going to talk a little bit about that later on in the show today. Of course, we've got an amazing show with the best in inspirational music. We have some news going on. Nike is now in the news. There's a new craze going on with the teenagers that, I mean, it happened years ago, but now people are doing it again. Adults are doing it and getting in trouble. Lauryn Hill is in the news, y'all. So we're going to talk about all that today. Of course, we got the Ms. J area code check-in. I'm going to talk about my little personal thing I got going on. Y'all know 'tis the season for the allergies, right? So we keep fighting through, but I'm still here and I'm not going anywhere. So let's get right back into some music. Here's Demita Hatton, still here. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this.
Problems had me in a paralyzed state. What it do? This is Matt, reppin' Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
The morning, you may not be able to afford the things that you think you need. You may not be where you believe you should, but you're right where God wants you to be. It's going to be all right. No matter what you're going through in life, you're still here. Right before that, Demita Hatton, still here, our focus today is staying prayed up, staying focused, reminding yourself daily of the great things that are going on in life. This new wave of everyone trying to follow this crazy person named Ms. J and doing this weird thing called OD on positivity is not something that's just going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. It's a process. That's why we have the Ms. J Challenge. It's a simple quote for those of you who are new to the show, and it states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It takes at least 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. And I want to emphasize the word consecutive. That means it does not stop. That means you don't take any break. You don't have a cheat day. 21 consecutive days minimum to develop a habit. So those of you who are trying to build new habits, healthy eating, exercising, things like that, even going to work, Mondays are always difficult. It's not just something people say, but it's always difficult because we take weekends off. Most of us in America who work in corporate America work Monday through Friday. Then you have Saturday off and Sunday off. You've broken the routine. Then you get back and you start again on Monday. It's always the hardest because it's like you're starting all over again. So the habit that you're developing is hating Mondays and Mondays being the worst. And because of your attitude, because of your outlook, because you got lazy and you ate more and you slept more, you didn't get up early, you didn't have the same routine with your children, even the kids don't go to school on weekends most of the time, it becomes more of a struggle for you to get up and start it all over again. So therefore, you're attracting everything that you're putting out. Oh, it's Monday, I don't want to get up. The kids are fussing, you're fussing. You get to work, everybody's crazy. Everybody else is going through the same thing. So this big clash of emotions and negativity going on Monday. But if you start your routine on the weekends to do the same, you may not have to go out of the house, but to prepare yourself to get up at a certain time, get your family up, start doing chores. When I grew up, that was the best thing ever on Saturday morning to get up and start watching cartoons. That was the best. Some people go to church on Sundays. That's the best thing to do to get up and to start that routine. But if you continue to do things consecutively, it won't be as hard. The same with positivity. You have to do it. No breaks. You can't be positive Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, you're blessing somebody out and not in the name of Jesus. You have to be consistent when you're trying to develop new habits. So it's going to be a process. You're going to be challenged. There's going to be people that are not going to understand why all of a sudden you want to be positive now, why all of a sudden you don't want to go drinking with me no more. Okay, it's cool. Yeah, we get drunk sometimes, and we almost got into accidents the other day, but we still here. Ain't that the song you like, still here? What you tripping off of? Well, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. You're going to get that pushback, and that's just because you haven't been consistent in what you're doing now. So stay consistent, and after a while, people will understand. I get people calling me trying to get advice and guidance in certain situations, and I had a certain somebody to call me, and they're going through this situation, and they're saying, I don't know how to deal with the drama. I don't know how to deal with everything that's going on in my own home. And to the point to where this person is going through physical issues, where they're threatening strokes, high blood pressure, now on high blood pressure medication, and they're just barely in their early 30s. Dealing with physical issues that people in their 70s and 80s ain't even going through yet, all because of stressors. Well, every time I try to do something, every time I say something, they still do this, they still do that. It's because you're not consistent. You're not consistent and you're not persistent. Being persistent meaning you're not letting go. You're not giving up. You're saying, this is the way that I want to live my life. This is how I want my household, and I'm not going to change it. I am the final decision maker in my life, and this is what I'm going to do to make sure that I'm having an abundant life, and you stick to it. You stay focused. The only help that you can get that will work is the help from God. You stay prayed up. You inspire yourself. You surround yourself with inspirational people. You feed yourself inspirational food, motivational food, positive food. You watch positive things. You listen to positive music. And then you continue to do that every day. After a while, the situations are changed or the people around you would change. And I'm not saying their attitudes. I'm saying sometimes you got to get rid of them. Sometimes you got to just say, right now, you're not understanding what I'm going through. You got to go. Peace out. It's not that I don't love you. It's not that I don't care. But right now, our relationship is not conducive to my well-being or yours. Don't just do it for yourself. It's not always about you. It's about the people that are around you. Think about your children, even if you're not parents yet, the children that you will have. God is very strategic. He always plans 4 and 5 generations out. He's not thinking about the here and now like we are. So you have to think about those things when you're making your choices. You have to make sure that you're doing it in a way that is saying, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to stick to it, and I'm not going to change. What I've been doing has not been working. You know how you know that what you've been doing has not been working? Because you're still complaining about your life. I'm not saying that you're not going to have some things that are worthy of being complained about, but complaining is not going to change the situation. You ever have those people that's been working on their job for like 15 years and they hate it? Why are you still here? Give it up then. Quit. It's just that simple. It's easier done than said. Quit talking about it and be about it. If you're tired of the drama, get rid of the dramatic people. If you're the dramatic person, then change your attitude, change your perspective. Some people might call it tough love. I call it deliverance. You got to break free. You got to let it go. If you ever see people on TV who are amputees and you feel sorry about them, amputees are people who have lost limbs, they've lost digits, they had to get them surgically removed or something happened in a tragic accident or even in a war, and they've lost things. But those people who had diseases or some kind of illness like gangrene or diabetes or something and had to lose the limbs, the doctors had to explain that it was better for them to cut it off than to have that infection fester throughout the rest of their body. They had to stop it. It may hurt. You have to go, some people lost legs. They have to go through learning how to walk all over again, but they still have their life. And the same thing with your life. Some people, some things, you have to cut it off. Get rid of it completely because it's not going to change. It's infected. And until God heals that person, until God delivers that person, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to say this before we take a commercial break. Quit playing God. I know there's some people that are listening that aren't that religious. You guys believe you're more spiritual, whatever you want to call it. But you cannot play God. You cannot change people. I don't care how much you pray for them. I don't care how much you give them. I don't care how much you take away from them. That's between them and their God. The only person you have control over is yourself, your actions, your reactions. So until that person can get it together, they might be the person that's laying next to you. Now, don't email me saying that I'm telling people to get divorced and all that. If you're married to a person that needs help, y'all need to go through counseling and get it together. We'll have a whole different conversation about marriage and all that other type of stuff. But until then, everybody else is going through issues with people who you can't get rid of. Get rid of them. Cut it off. The issue that you're dealing with, the stressor that you have in your life, the addiction that you have in your life, you have to cut it off. It is truly a matter of life and death, and we have to make that choice now if we ever want to see a brighter future. If you ever want to achieve your goals, you have to cut off those infectious digits, those infectious limbs, those infectious people and situations that are in your life. It's Miss J in the morning. We're going to OD on positivity, y'all. Y'all know how I do it. I'm on one today. I'm on my second cup of Folgers. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to give it our all, y'all. We ain't going to let it go. So let's play some Sam Collier. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we'll have the Miss J area code check-in. So make sure you tell everybody to call in 714-816-4743 to rep Yo City. When we come back, we'll get into some news and see what's going on in the world. I love y'all. Stay tuned. It's Miss J in the morning. We're going to give it our all.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. Because we're not losing anymore. We got to keep moving. You can't stop this movement.
Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not.
blogtalkradio.com/Ms.J. Productions. Also, iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you log on and download the TuneIn app. Yes, the girl is featured on a mobile app. International, baby. It's off the chain. Time to represent your city, the Miss J area code check-in. My opportunity to do something crazy. Thank you for those artists who were sending in music. I love it. I love when people hear me and they actually do something without me asking them to do it. So now we have the Miss J, I guess, area code check-in contest. Those musicians and artists out there are submitting music to help me with my flow. If you're an artist yourself and would like to submit some music for me to do the check-in to so I can get some kind of rhyme or reason, consistency, I don't know. Y'all love it, and I'll keep doing it. Excuse me. Go ahead and email me at info@MissJProductions.com, or you can email me at artist@MissJProductions.com. In the subject line, put Miss J area code check-in or area code check-in. Just let me know what it's about. And your song might be the one chosen for the Miss J area code check-in. I'm letting everybody know. I'm going to pick a few of them that I like. I'm going to try it out. Then I'll choose the final one, depending on your responses. Y'all know I like to do the polls on the website, those of you who stay consistent on voting. So all of us will be a part of the voting so we can have a final tune and I can have a final flow so I can finally get it right. So I'm trying to make it through today. I told y'all at the top of the show, you know, 'tis the season for the allergies. So I want to let everybody know, if you're suffering with allergies in the spring season, it happens. It's the pollen. There's really nothing you can do about it, but make sure you keep your hands and your face washed and clean. Make sure that if you need to, most people want to do it naturally with avoiding those things, but some people need to take medication. If you're going to take medication, make sure you consult your doctor. Make sure you read the labels. Steroids, all this other type of stuff gives side effects, and it could have other type of symptoms. If you're doing nasal sprays, you might have nosebleeds. Make sure that if your children are suffering, you're giving them the proper dosage. You're consulting a physician no matter how old your children are. I just never suggest to give them any type of adult medication. Those of us who have experienced it before, I want you to please be aware that every year a new allergy is developed. So you might not be needing the same medicines that you used last year. You might need a different type of medication. You might have different types of symptoms. You might be treating a cold, and it might just be allergies, or vice versa. You might think you have allergies, or you might have, like, a bit of an infection, and it's not going anywhere. So your girl, Ms. J, is fighting that battle, and you know it's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm going to keep it flowing. But make sure you just read and educate yourself on what's going on. So let's keep it going with the Ms. J area code check-in. That was enough time for all y'all to call in, 714-816-4743. So let's see if I can do it without messing up. Here we go, 323-209-816-509-816-404-216-401-662-438-414-716-543-944-713-944-713-947-807-202-238-731. I did it, y'all. Shout out to all of y'all who called in. Thank you so much. Everybody who's calling in right now, I see you, boo-boo. I see you. 513, another area code checking in. Thank you so much. Those of you who listen on your computer, shout out to my Macs and my PCs, my international love buds. Thank you so much. I love all of you. Those of you who have yet to like my page on Facebook, I guess you call it a fan page, I don't know. Go ahead and do it. Log on. You can type in Miss J Productions, and you can find me. That's M-I-Z J Productions. Go ahead and like my page. So all of my fans on there, thank you so much. I have people, like, in Afghanistan. I was like, really? You know, sometimes when you get in America, if we see anybody international from other countries that we're not used to communicating with, we get kind of an alert. And this has no kind of racial thing against Afghans. I'm just saying. Afghanistan, South Africa, Japan, Australia, Austria. Those of you who have been, like, hitting me up on my page, yeah, I was kind of like, really? I kind of paused for a minute. And you guys are actually giving me feedback. So I love you about it. But let's get into some news. Thank you so much for everybody who continues to support me. Make sure you log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. You can get more information and see everybody who shows me some love right there on the page. Miss J Productions on Facebook. Become my friend. Follow me on Twitter and subscribe to my YouTube channel. New videos coming up soon. What's going on in the news today? Nike. Oh, yes, the ever so popular brand who's been through it for decades. You would think that they would have a sense of taste and understanding when we are dealing with a lot of things going on in America. Recent events in Boston, the Boston bombing, have inspired a lot of people to donate to help the victims, to help the survivors, and all that type of stuff. So Nike thought that they would pay tribute to the survivors and, you know, give support to Boston and everything that's going on there. So they developed a T-shirt, but they named it the Boston Massacre. Yeah. So now they're getting some flack because they think it's, it's not that tasteful. It's like a little bit too soon. The T-shirt just says Boston Massacre with blood splatters on it, and I don't know how inspirational that is, or how people really want to wear that, kind of like the Chainsaw Massacre or anything else that happened. It's just not something that people really want to wear or children really want to wear. So people are saying, Nike, what's up with that? What are you doing? Like, really? So now they're trying to do a recall, but Nike really ain't saying nothing about it. So I don't know. You know how sometimes you get old people like, hey, we done been here for a minute. We could put Boston Massacre on the shirt, and because it's Nike, people will still buy it. So I'm going to open up the forum. Those of you who are my friends on Facebook, I'm going to show y'all what the T-shirt looks like. I want you to comment and let me know what you think. Do you think it's a little too much too soon, or do you think we just need to take it off completely? I don't know. I'm really not feeling the shirt. I mean, I know they say sometimes when you buy shirts, some of the proceeds go to the – I just don't want to wear a shirt that says Boston Massacre with – it looks like blood splatters on it. It just does not – I don't even know how or why. Just why. It's just crazy. In other news, teens are doing something retarded again. Now, we all know we've been there. You know, you have teens. You want to try something different. You want to do something silly. In my day, there was called doorbell ditch, where we would go and knock on people's doors and run or ring their doorbell and run when they come after the, you know, just innocent stuff that was stupid. We used to go, I remember my cousins and I, this was very, very dangerous. I don't suggest anybody to do it. But we used to use, like, Raid to torch, like, insects. Yeah, if you spray it and put a flame to it, it makes this huge torch. If you're listening, children, please don't try it, because we could just blew our whole faces off. Just thank God that we kept ourselves safe. Just dumb stuff. And now in our American culture, we have, you know, Donkey or Jack A-double-S shows that teach you how to do these crazy pranks. Well, the kids are doing, again, another crazy prank that has gone viral. It's all on YouTube, and everybody thinks it's funny. It's called the Cinnamon Challenge. The Cinnamon Challenge is a prank that the children challenge somebody to take a spoonful of cinnamon and swallow it, of ground cinnamon, in 60 seconds without water. Well, it's a spice that's made from bark and fibers, so it does not go down without water. Poison Control is sending out a major alert and saying, please don't do it. The prank started out with only 51 cases in 2011, and now, according to our American Association of Poison Control, over 220 cases have been reported in just the last year. Even some have died. It has caused major respiratory issues. You can get a collapsed lung. What ends up happening is people choke on it and you cough up this orange smoke, and it looks, they call it like some kind of dragon flame because it looks like you're coughing out flame, so the kids think it's cool, but it's actually causing long-term issues. Even some adults have tried it. So I want everybody to be aware that if you hear of any children that are doing the ground cinnamon challenge, anyone tells you to take a spoonful of cinnamon, doctors are saying please don't, because cinnamon is a spice that is made of fibers. It does not go down. It does not dissolve. Do not say, do it without the water. Just don't do it whatsoever. Children are now being hospitalized. They're having trouble with their respiratory system, collapsed lungs, all this other type of stuff. Recent events happened in Chicago where a child actually collapsed She did the challenge watching it on YouTube while she was at home by herself. Father found her collapsed on the floor, and just thank God he found her in time to get her to the ER. So make sure you're telling your kids, don't do this stupid thing. Adults, please read and understand. If you got to hide your spices, hide your spices, hide your seasonings, hide them all, make sure you do it. I'll open up the forum so you can get more information about what's going on with the children, and we'll talk about it in the forum. Now, in other news, it kind of saddens me that Lauryn Hill is in the news, y'all. Y'all know I'm a major Lauryn Hill fan. I'm like, what? What's going on? Lauryn Hill is in New Jersey court for tax evasion. Yeah. Lauryn has not paid her taxes for a few years. Been reported that she owes over $1.8 million. She owes taxes on the $1.8 million that she earned between the year of 2005 and 2007. In 2 years, she made over $1.8 million and did not pay any taxes. So she had to go to court to get her sentencing, but it was delayed. Yes, she could face up to 1 year in jail. She has three different counts of tax evasion for not reporting. She actually pleaded guilty. She says, I am guilty. I did not pay my taxes. She did it when she fell off the scale. She said, look, I'm getting up out of the light. I'm not doing it to raise her six kids, five of them from Bob Marley's son, you know, Rohan Marley. So I don't know how to take it. I mean, it kind of changed my views a little bit. I mean, I get it. People are rebellious against the American culture and the American way. They want you to pay taxes, and they're taxing you on this and taxing you on that. But there are laws. And I truly don't believe that you can live in a society and just say, I'm going to break the law because I don't agree with it, and move out of the society. So am I saying this to Lauryn Hill? I just really don't know how to feel about it. Like, this is something that you are aware of, getting your finances together, understanding that you can save, that you can still survive. And if you make it $1.8 million in 2 years, I really don't think that that's a struggle, unless you have some other issues that you had to pay and they want to take like $1 million of that. But that's still $0.8 million. I just need $20. Really? I mean, I know some people that got eight kids and only living off of $900 a month. So we'll see what goes on. I'll keep you abreast. I'll open up the forum. You guys can know what's going on in there. But I don't know how to feel about that. I really don't. Lauryn, what's going on, girl? But so the sentencing has been delayed. We really don't know why. There's some more research that's going on. She's being an adult about it. She's not really fighting. She pled guilty. So she said, look, I did what I did to take care of my kids, and whatever happens, happens. So we can talk about that on Facebook. But for those of you who are going through the same issues, no matter what you're going through, you still have to focus on the positive. I mean, she's not in jail. She could face jail time, but they're not giving any lead to her getting arrested for anything like that. And you know other stuff has happened. Dionne Warwick is in the news for tax evasion. Wesley Snipes actually got locked up for tax evasion. A lot of artists go through it because they're not managing their finances. But it could be worse. So no matter what you're going through, look at what other people are going through. So let's get into some more music. Here's Life Jennings. It could have been worse right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We'll be back after this.
Yeah. We always complaining about how bad stuff is for us. Complaining about a light bill. Hell, there's people that don't even got light. You know? So I want to tell everybody listening, man, embrace your struggle. Because no matter what, man, true story, it could have been worse. Come on. I was going through some changes in my life, cussing and complaining every night, telling God the way he's treating me ain't right, and how I don't deserve this. Then a voice from somewhere came to me and say, you got the audacity off the disrespect. How soon we forget. And he said, remember, we were sick and you got better. Remember, I put your family back together. Remember, my mom was hooked on drugs. And this depression got some folks losing their home. They spent their whole life saving for. It's petty in comparison. And tell me you would switch places with them.
You only know you got to complain.
But have you ever went to him to just say pain?
And don't you remember?
Life Jennings right here on Miss J in the morning. It could have been worse. I'm so proud of Life. Y'all remember his story was phenomenal. Apollo put that boy on hit. I mean, first album blew off the charts from prison to like the penthouse, seriously. And then he fell into some issues and went back and forth to jail, back and forth, all this crazy stuff, and he's still moving forward. Make sure you hit him up on Twitter. I like watching his Twitter page. He got a lot of good things to say, and I love that song because it's real. It could have been worse. I mean, sometimes you got to get to the point to where you're saying, you know what, it's really not that bad. I even do it. I get caught up in all the stuff that I want to happen, that I wish could happen, that I wish didn't happen, that I wish would hurry up and happen. But I have to take the time sometimes to sit back and say, you know what, it's really not as bad as I'm trying to make it. There are some people out there that are going through the worst issues ever. I mean, there's always somebody out there that's doing worse than you. I don't care if you got one cardboard box and a hat. There are some people that don't even have that. No matter what drama you're going through, stay focused on the positive in your life. Stay focused on your future. Stay focused. Make sure you stay focused. Focus is an acronym, y'all. Following one course until successful. I'm going to post that on the forum because some of y'all need to remind yourself of that. Staying focused is following one course until successful. The only course you need to stay on is one of positivity. Your negativity ain't worked. Your drama ain't worked. So why not try something that has? It has been medically, scientifically, physically, spiritually, psychologically proven that changing your actions, your words, and your thoughts for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. So why not do that, y'all? Let's OD on positivity each and every day with me, your girl, Miss J, right here on Miss J in the morning. We're at the end of the show, y'all. I know it's always bittersweet, but I know that I've given you a little bit of something-something to help you through your day. Don't even worry about tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow, y'all, and you'll be there. God has blessed you with another 24, so what are you going to do with it today? Let's get up and get out and get going. You've made it. You survived. So I'm going to leave you with this Mary Mary song, Survive. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned on the website, MissJProductions.com. Log on to iArtistRadio.com. Download the TuneIn app. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my boss man over there. All the DJs. Make sure you listen. Make sure you go on Facebook. The forum is open. Let's discuss the news a little bit further and have a great day. And I look forward to seeing y'all, talking to y'all, in the morning. Mwah.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself.